Jarantarik In the Padma Purana, it talks about Vamana Dev, he came other days of Brahma also. In the previous day of Brahma, there was an incarnation of Vamana Dev. At that time, one of the half-brothers of Indra, because Kashyapa has got many wives, and Aditi is the mother of the Devas, and Diti is the mother of the demons. So all coming, they're all half-brothers, because they're all coming from Kashyapa Muni. But at least the top heads, and then after that, there's so many followers. So, I don't know exactly that relationship, but somehow, this also half brother, and his name was, let me come back to me in a second. Vikash, Vilash, forget me now, but, it wasn't Bali Maharaj, it was another half brother of Indra. And he had conquered over Indra and took possession of the Indra Loka, and he was practically functioning as the ruler of the three worlds. He didn't have exactly the same mystic powers as Indra, so he had to adjust things. So Vamadeva appeared, and there was a wonderful appearance like this, and then he went with Indra, but this time Indra accompanied Vamadeva and went together. He said that when they went to Indra Loka, Indra had been out of Indra Loka for a long time. Then he was going, and he was saying that everything was very well maintained, that his half-brother had managed things quite well. When they got outside of Samir, of course, as Indra comes, then the news came to the king that Indra is coming with some dwarf. So then he said, I'm sorry, let him come. And as they got to the outside of the palace, there were, as described in Padma Purana, subtle horses, medicine heavenly planets. But there were subtle horses which had big heads and small skinny bodies, and messengers would climb on the horse and fly at the speed of mind all over the universe. That's how he was keeping, he didn't have internet, but he had something, faster. And that was all over the universe. So he had these messengers. And so Indra was amazed at how, it was quite a genius thing, he'd never seen before, mental horses, and horses that could carry you at speed of mind. Like now we're wearing reservations for the airplane. If I had one of those, I could be here for all the festivals. That would be very handy for traveling sannyas. So he had a such, so it was like he was noticing how everybody was very opulent, that he had done a good job, of maintaining being very efficient, and how he had these special horses. That he said, wow, that's quite a unique thing. Even Indra hadn't seen that before. He didn't have such a network. Apparently we had to learn other ways of doing things. But so then they went into the royal court, and they saw, just like almost there, like the name is and Indra He offered his respect. Said, Maharaj, Lord of the three worlds, I come here to see you with a friend, with this Brahmana. He came and asked me to give him some 3 steps of land. I told him that frankly I don't own anything anymore. Everything has been taken by my brother, half-brother. He has everything. He's the Lord of the three worlds. I can't even give anything. Honestly, I don't own anything. So I bring him to you. And then Maharaj, he was so happy. He said, you know, you never recognize me. It was like a whole ego thing. You never recognize me. This is the first time in my life you come to me and you're actually recognizing me. You're accepting me, you know, for what I am. Like the whole war maybe he was fighting just on this ego thing. Indra wasn't giving him the space. He said, I am so happy today. If you ask me to give you back the kingdom of heaven, I do it. Might have been tempting for Indra. But he said, no, I haven't come personally to ask you for anything. Just the Brahmana name. This Brahmana, he wants to ask. So then Brahmana asked, you know, for 3 steps of land. So then that whole thing happened, and he said, okay, I offered him, I give you a nice wife and all those things. No, I just want 3 steps of land. So then he goes, okay, you can have 3 steps of land. I don't remember anything about Sukracharya, anybody objecting and such, but maybe he didn't give all the details. But here basically. And then after the promise to give the offer, take your 3 steps, then in this avatar of Brahmana Day, he took the whole universe in 2 steps. And the 3rd step, he said, where I put it. Then Bali said, put it on my head. But in this avatar, the earlier one, then he took 1 step to earth, the other step the upper planets, and the 3rd step the lower planets. So then he covered the whole universe in 3 steps. So then the King of Heaven, he lost everything in 3 steps. And so Brahmana Dev, he said, well, thank you very much. You're a very generous guy. I appreciate your charity. You've given me everything. So if you want something from me, you can also ask. I'll be gracious. I'll be appropriate. What do you want from me? So then he thought for a second and he said that I want to go to the planet where you live. I've had this world, but I understand that you are so wonderful to see these activities of you that I want to go where you live, and I want to serve you. So then the Lord took him back to God. And he gave him dog, he can have your heavenly kingdom back. So Indra is worshipping the Lord, but he wants to get something. Many people, they worship devas, they worship the Lord, because they want some material blessing. But they don't realize that you worship the Lord without asking anything. Not only will He give you what you desire, but eventually you can go back to Him. So again, the bhakti of the Lord is the most rare thing. Narada Muni explained to Yudhishthira Maharaj, the Lord easily gives bhakti and mukti, blessing. To give the blessing of material opulences as well as liberation from birth and death. This he gives easily. But he doesn't give his bhakti easily. He gave you bhakti. You have bhakti. Therefore the Lord, he becomes your messenger. He went to Duryodhana, he became the charioteer of Arjuna. He carries for his father the shoes on his head. He's your advisor, he's your friend, he's your kulat, pati. So many things. Because when Krishna gives bhakti, then he feels obliged to reciprocate. The devotees are just worshipping, giving everything to him without asking anything. Then he reciprocates. He says, Jayajathama, Kupadhyante, Namsadaiva, Pujamiham. According to how you approach me, I reciprocate. So somebody is approaching him selflessly like that. Then he also reciprocates and he gives himself. The Lord is giving himself, and then Krishna gives himself. What a trade. What a deal. What a win. Whatever we're giving ourselves, but because okay, all we have is that self we're giving. So he reciprocates and he gives himself. So that's a wonderful thing. By serving Krishna and giving ourselves to Krishna, then we can get Krishna in exchange. And what is there more than Krishna? But Krishna said, don't teach this to the non-devotees. It's top secret. It's for the devotees, they should know the secret. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's giving us his bhakti. That is the special mercy. Otherwise, it's very hard to get bhakti. These great souls, they surrendered to Krishna, Bali Maharaj surrendered, so he could get bhakti. Generally he had to surrender. Even Krishna was not giving out bhakti so easy. Those who surrendered to him fully, then he gave them bhakti. But Lord Chaitanya is freely giving out this bhakti or devotion without considering who's qualified or who's unqualified. So therefore we should understand how fortunate we are to get this bhakti, to get this opportunity. As we're observing the Vamana avatar, we can hear about his quality. We can understand how great the Lord is. Sometimes because Krishna is so familiar and just acting like a cowherd boy, we forget about his absolute position. But this is the first 9 cantos are talking about other avatars, and 10th canto talks about Krishna. We should see how great Lord Krishna is, how wonderful his different pastimes are, how wonderful his devotees, and then Krishna is source of all the avatars. He's the original Vishnu. So then, but Krishna is the most confidential form because he's, Prabhupada explained, like Vishnu is like the supreme court judge. While in court, everybody rises when he walks in, they say, Your Honor, My Lord, and all that. But when he's at home and with his grandchildren and his wife, it's a whole different informal situation. So Krishna is like informal form. And Vishnu, Narayana is a formal form, majestic, royal. So to get to the informal, confidential form is something very special. What's better, if you meet the Agong or something, some big ceremony, and he gives you, award because you worked 30 years for the country, and he gives so many awards to people, and, or if actually you know such a leader personally, you can go anytime and walk into his house and talk to him, and then, so which is a more valuable relationship? Formally meet or to actually be able to phone him up any time and talk or see him? What do you think? Right, so that's what bhakti is giving us, this direct internal connection. That's why it's such a very wonderful blessing. please develop your bhakti. Appreciate the glories. Here's where Mama is. But even then, Aditi and Kasyapa, what emotions and what they must have felt to have such a son, Supreme Lord up here. You cannot imagine. Lord Ramadev, my time's up. Hari Bol, thank you. Very nice to be able to spend the short time at least with all of you. Last night we had a program on Kling. But I'm going to program in Seoul. Some Naha devotees went there for a job and they started pitching, and I said that